Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, thank you, Michael, for sending me that, the Dom Show. Maggie May. Yeah, that is a great goodbye song. That might have been the winner if anyone had called in with it. By the way,
kind of a gross song, though.
Yeah.
A little bit.
True,
yeah.
I like Rod Stewart a lot. At least 2 to 3 dozen Philadelphia police officers used Delilah's Gentleman's Club on Spring Garden Street as a staging ground during the protest. Philly.com seems to be upset over that, and in some way, shape, or form. What did they think? The cops were getting lap dances before they went in to deal with the protest? Now, if it had been a donut shop, a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot, that would have been good, I guess. Wally Zimmalong is an attorney extraordinaire, always lurking out there for these issues where we need somebody to come to the rescue. One of the biggest in Pennsylvania is just how startling it is the number of school districts, to teachers' unions, have capitulated, said no mas, and are not having any in-person or some hybrid that's not so good learning. He's got a big lawsuit he wants to tell us about exclusively here on Talk Radio 1210 on The Dom Show. Hey, Wally, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on again, Dom.
Well, tell us, you got a lot of moving parts here with the Commonwealth, the Department of Education, and some school districts that you have parents that have hired you or engaged with you to get them some relief.
That's right, Dom. As you recognize, a big issue right now in the Commonwealth is the decision by many school districts to begin the year fully remotely or virtually with no in-person instruction. Some of those school districts have announced that that is going to continue indefinitely. But as is frequently the case, especially now, before they acted, these school districts and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Education did not determine whether it was legal, and it's not. And the reason it's not is that under the public school code in Pennsylvania, it is expressly required that students be afforded a minimum of 180 days of in-person instruction, and that the courts that have interpreted this provision of the public school code have said that only the General Assembly can change that requirement, something the General Assembly has done on several occasions. Most recently, in March of 2020, they made some amendments to the 180-day requirement in response to COVID-19. However, in that special legislation that was passed in March, it applied only to the 2019-2020 school year. No new legislation was passed to address the 2020-2021 school year. So yesterday, on behalf of a group called Open PA Schools and a number of parents, we filed suit in Commonwealth Court, and we are seeking a declaratory judgment against the Commonwealth and several school districts that their decision to use fully virtual or remote learning as a substitute for in-person instruction violates the public school code, and that it cannot be used to count towards the 180 days of in-person instruction required by the school code.
What are they operating under now? Just that nobody's challenged them? Is that it? Are they operating under some declaration of the governor or a school board power? What are they operating under?
Well, over the summer, the Department of Education put out guidance to school districts that said that a different provision of the school code permitted school districts in cases of emergency to use fully virtual or remote learning as a substitute. But that provision of the school code does not provide such relief to school districts. And this is something that the Commonwealth Court has already ruled on in a case from the late 70s involving a teacher strike in the Mount Union Area School District. And what it says is there are some very limited steps a school district can take in the event of an emergency, such as extending the length of the school day or decreasing the number of hours of in-person learning each day. or rescheduling the school week by having children come in over the weekends. But in the statute, or the section of the statute that the Commonwealth's guidance is based on, it is very clear that the 180-day in-person instruction requirement is mandatory, and if you don't like it, you have to get the General Assembly to change it, just as it's done on, I think, three separate occasions. Again, the most recent being March of this year.
Some of this, Wally, strikes me as the same thing with Wolf again. You know, emergency, the language was used. It was clear in its intent, like a flood, something like that. He just declares something an emergency, and it goes on forever. He could say an emergency for 20 years based upon what he's done, right?
That's one of the problems we have now. I understand that I could be sympathetic in some regards to elected officials declaring emergencies when COVID-19 was in its infancy in March of 2020 and the need to get our arms around this thing. But now we're 6 months into it, and we cannot use COVID-19 as a panacea to ignore the rule of law on all occasions. And this is a prime example of it. This is just the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Education and these school districts ignoring the rule of law. And not only that, ignoring the overwhelming desire of parents throughout the Commonwealth to have their children instructed in person, as is required by the school code. But one of the things we point out in our petition to the Commonwealth Court is that in these publicly available surveys, it's not even close. I mean, it's a minimum 70%, sometimes over 80%.
Yes, and
parents that were surveyed by...
Right. Well, I wanted to add, too, so I don't forget, one of the things that occurred to me, too, look, some school districts, quote, may not have the resources. That's debatable. They might be able to get them. But a school district like Central Bucks, we had on yesterday the Wissahickon School District. They're not as affluent as Central Bucks. They're middle class, a little bit better, and yet they're back to school 5 days a week, at least grades 1 through 5 through now. They have some other stuff to iron out with high school. Yet outfits like Central Bucks, who's named in this lawsuit, it appears they have the resources. They're just choosing not to do it.
Right. And to be clear, we're not asking the Commonwealth Court to make a declaration that schools open immediately and we throw all caution to the wind. We're asking for a very narrow determination that you cannot swap out in-person instruction for fully virtual or remote learning and say, look, we've done our job under the school code and provided your children with education.
Mm-hmm.
So these schools can do it. They can do it. There are ways to do it. Schools, as you have pointed out on your show, schools are doing it safely. Private schools, public schools are doing this safely, not only in Pennsylvania, but in New Jersey and up in New York. This can be done. The only thing that's lacking is the political will of these school districts to do what is required.
Exactly. I wanted to get an update from you, too, because people, you know, we all get itchy. You're in the business, so you know how long this takes. You jumped in when we were still, and I'm determined, and I know you are too, to get to the bottom of that website, Winners and Losers, that Governor Wolf was picking. And you got a guy through the show that had a swimming pool company, and companies that were 5 to 8 miles away, they were able to get back into business. This poor guy was not. By some bureaucratic God knows what, we don't know if it's even Winners and Losers because of funding, or you know somebody, or it was just random, and we still have never gotten to the bottom of that. So you file in federal court. They try to stop the lawsuit on various grounds, but the lawsuit has cleared those hurdles, and as I understand it, it's going to get a hearing at some point.
That's correct, Dom. In May of this year, we filed a lawsuit on not only behalf of this pool company, but we filed it as a class action against the Commonwealth on behalf of all businesses that were denied a waiver, claiming that the waiver program violated the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. And after the Commonwealth moved to dismiss the action on various grounds, one of it being 11th Amendment immunity, I believe it was just last week, we were pleased to receive a order and opinion from Judge Surik of the federal court that denied the Commonwealth's request to dismiss the complaint. And the case is going forward, and eventually that case will proceed to discovery, and now we will have the full power of the federal court to investigate just how the winners and losers were picked here to see not only that, but but whether or not they violated my client's constitutional rights. So we're very pleased, and the best is yet to come in that case, because now we can conduct discovery.
Thank you so much for being there, because our listeners and I think you too, we want to get to the bottom of this. What's going on here is we've had a governor who appears to be mild-mannered, but boy, he has seized upon this, quote, emergency. And when he shut down the office so that you can apply to get at these public records because of the pandemic, he said, it just showed how far he was willing to go. And we don't forget about this. And thank God you have the power, Wally, not to forget about it. I have not forgotten. I want a reckoning so this doesn't happen again. That poor guy, when he called me with the pool company, it was outrageous. His bread and butter, other pool companies, I think one was 5-8 miles away. They're operational, same kind of setup. He couldn't do it. Or the flower shop that called me, and the big box could do the very same thing. It was outrageous what's going on here.
I mean, you're absolutely right. It was outrageous, and it's one of the reasons, the outrage here is one of the reasons why I've agreed to take up the cause of these parents. I mean, as outrageous as the pool company is, that situation is, you know, to hear the parents that are calling into your show and to hear the stories of these parents, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking not only for the parents, but not only for the kids. And it's almost depraved that the school districts would want to do this to people. And it's out. That to me is more outrageous, to see the, you know, just the harm and the sadness that is out there by parents and by students that are affected by this. But, you know, keep the faith if you're impacted by this. We are trying our hardest here, and that's why we're going to fight like heck, and that's why we filed this lawsuit.
Wally, thank you so much. To be continued. Thanks for the great work you do, as always.
Well, thanks for all your help, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210.